U.S. agencies warn equipment makers as Iran-linked attackers breach industrial controls. CISA, the FBI, and the EPA issued a joint update on July 22, 2026, expanding the list of targeted programmable logic controller manufacturers beyond the original advisory, naming Schneider Electric and Siemens alongside Rockwell Automation as confirmed targets of Iranian-affiliated cyber actors, a development that materially widens the threat perimeter for U.S. critical infrastructure operators and the institutional investors who hold them. The updated advisory, originally published in April 2026, identifies Iranian-affiliated threat actors conducting active intrusions against internet-connected operational technology devices across water and wastewater systems, energy, government services, and municipal facilities across the United States. The July 22 update adds new detection guidance for malicious changes in reusable code modules inside Rockwell Automation PLC programs, expands confirmed targeting to Schneider Electric and Siemens hardware, and introduces additional mitigations for OT operators. The attackers have attempted to download malicious project files and manipulate data on human-machine interface, HMI, and supervisory control and data acquisition, SCADA displays, producing operational disruption and financial loss for affected organizations. Terms of those losses were not disclosed in the advisory. CISA has consistently warned critical infrastructure stakeholders that Iranian-affiliated threat actors are conducting a range of targeted cyber activity to include compromise of unsecure internet-connected accounts and devices, said CISA Acting Executive Assistant Director for Cybersecurity Chris Butera. CISA and our partners urge organizations to review this updated advisory and implement recommended actions to protect against this Iranian-affiliated threat activity. The nut paragraph for institutional capital is this: three of the most widely deployed PLC manufacturers in global critical infrastructure now sit inside a confirmed Iranian threat actor target list. Any portfolio with exposure to water utilities, independent power producers, municipal service operators, or industrial automation integrators faces an operational risk that is no longer theoretical. CISA's escalation from a single manufacturer warning in April 2026 to a multi-manufacturer advisory in July 2026 signals that the campaign is active, adaptive, and broadening. From Rockwell to Siemens, how the target list grew in 90 days. The April 2026 advisory named Rockwell Automation as the primary PLC manufacturer under active Iranian targeting. The July 22, 2026 update added Schneider Electric and Siemens and explicitly left open the possibility of additional manufacturers by using the phrase "possible other PLC manufacturers." Our view: this is not a routine advisory update. A 90-day expansion from one named manufacturer to three, with an open-ended caveat about further scope, is the signature pattern of a threat actor that is probing for the path of least resistance across an entire technology category, not executing a targeted strike against a specific vendor. The implication for investors in automation hardware and utility operators is that no single vendor relationship provides a safe harbor. Rockwell Automation, Schneider Electric, and Siemens together represent a substantial share of installed PLC capacity in U.S. water and energy infrastructure. Specific market share figures for PLC deployments in U.S. critical infrastructure were not disclosed in the advisory. What the advisory does confirm is that the attack surface now spans the three manufacturers most commonly specified in municipal water treatment and energy generation projects. Water systems as a national security variable. EPA puts hospitals and schools on the risk map. EPA Assistant Administrator for Water Jess Kramer drew a direct line from compromised water infrastructure to downstream community systems. The advisory identifies communities, businesses, hospitals, schools, and other critical sectors as entities that rely on drinking water and wastewater systems as lifeline services. This framing matters for infrastructure investors. Water and wastewater assets, long treated as low-volatility regulated utilities with predictable rate cases and stable cash flows, now carry an operational risk layer that rate regulators have not historically priced into allowed returns. A successful PLC manipulation event at a water treatment facility does not generate a revenue shortfall that triggers a rate case. It generates an operational shutdown that triggers liability exposure, emergency response costs, and potential regulatory enforcement. The advisory recommends that OT owners and operators restrict direct internet access to PLC devices and ensure service providers are informed of active threats. The implication is that a non-trivial share of currently deployed PLCs in U.S. water infrastructure remain internet accessible, a configuration that represents a structural vulnerability, not a patching problem. FBI Assistant Director Brett Leatherman of the Cyber Division confirmed the Bureau's posture. Iranian cyber actors continue to target U.S. critical infrastructure, and the FBI is committed to identifying, disrupting, and imposing costs on those responsible. The phrase imposing costs is deliberate language signaling active offensive or legal countermeasures, not passive monitoring. The four mitigations and what they cost operators to implement CISA's updated advisory specifies four recommended mitigations. None of these mitigations carry a disclosed cost figure in the advisory. The implication for operators is that items 2 and 3, network segmentation and continuous file validation, require either capital expenditure on OT security tooling or incremental operating expense for managed security services. For smaller municipal water systems operating on constrained budgets, the gap between CISA's recommended posture and current deployed configurations may be substantial. CISA's July 2026 advisory expands confirmed Iranian PLC targeting to Schneider Electric and Siemens, in addition to Rockwell Automation, and warns of possible additional manufacturers under active compromise. Specific financial losses at affected organizations were not disclosed. Investment positioning. OT security vendors as the structural beneficiary, the direct financial beneficiary of this advisory, is the OT security sector. Companies providing network segmentation, PLC monitoring, and anomaly detection for industrial control systems now have a government-issued threat document naming three of the largest PLC manufacturers as active targets. That document is a procurement justification for every water utility, municipal operator, and energy asset manager that has deferred OT security spending. The broader private equity and infrastructure fund exposure is more nuanced. Long-duration infrastructure assets, water utilities, regulated power assets, municipal service concessions, acquired on the assumption of low operational volatility, now carry a cyber risk premium that standard infrastructure due diligence frameworks have historically underweighted. The question for fund managers is not whether this risk exists. CISA, the FBI, and the EPA have answered that question. The question is whether it is priced into current asset valuations and deal multiples. CISA issued a related advisory on July 28, 2026, joining Australia and other partners to publish guidance on isolating operational technology and enabling systems in critical infrastructure. The parallel international coordination signals that the Iranian PLC campaign is not a U.S.-specific phenomenon. Infrastructure assets with OT exposure in allied nations face the same attack surface. The Placamium view the market has not yet repriced OT cyber risk into infrastructure asset valuations. That gap is the investment signal. CISA's escalation from a single-vendor PLC advisory in April 2026 to a multi-vendor, multi-sector advisory in July 2026, with an explicit acknowledgement of possible further scope expansion, follows the pattern of a threat that is outrunning the defender's response cycle. The three-manufacturer confirmation is not the ceiling. It is a data point on a trend line. For private equity sponsors and infrastructure fund managers, the second-order effect is regulatory. The EPA's explicit linkage of water system cybersecurity to hospitals, schools, and community services creates the conditions for mandatory cybersecurity standards in water sector procurement and licensing. If that regulatory layer materializes, assets acquired without OT security infrastructure will face retrofit capital requirements that were not modeled in acquisition underwriting. The precedent worth studying is the post-colonial pipeline regulatory trajectory. Following the May 2021 ransomware event, TSA issued emergency cybersecurity directives for pipeline operators within weeks, creating mandatory compliance requirements for an asset class that had operated under voluntary frameworks. Water infrastructure is following a similar arc. The EPA's public language in this advisory is consistent with an agency building the administrative record for mandatory action. The Plaquemium thesis: OT security is transitioning from a voluntary best practice line item to a compliance-driven capital requirement across U.S. Critical infrastructure. Assets that lead this transition carry a premium. Assets that lag carry a liability that current deal multiples do not reflect. The time to build OT security capability into infrastructure portfolio companies is before the mandatory standard arrives, not after. The bottom line CISA's July 22, 2026 multi-agency advisory confirms that Iranian-affiliated threat actors have expanded their PLC targeting beyond Rockwell Automation to include Schneider Electric and Siemens, covering the dominant share of industrial control hardware in U.S. Water, energy, and municipal infrastructure. Financial losses at affected organizations were not disclosed. The four recommended mitigations carry implementation costs that underfunded municipal operators will struggle to absorb without external capital or regulatory mandates. For institutional investors, OT cyber risk is now a documented, named, multi-vendor threat against the asset classes that anchor long-duration infrastructure portfolios. The next regulatory cycle will price this risk into compliance requirements. The funds and operators who treat this advisory as a procurement catalyst rather than a press release will hold better-positioned assets when that cycle arrives.